This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, March 1st. Well, we're off to obviously a very strong start for the month, and I just like to highlight a couple things that are going on. First of all, Europe was up, Asia was up, so we gap up. The spike in Treasury bond yields we had last week, and that was really caused by a very, very poor 7-year bond auction where the bid to cover ratio was 2.07 to 1. That's very poor. That spike you saw in the 10-year, the 30-year Treasury bond yields has ebbed, for lack of a better word. So there's we have kind of a relief rally. But we also are in the midst of just stunning economic news, just stunning. And obviously, they're going to pass a stimulus package, okay? That stimulus package is being passed as COVID relief. The truth is, of course, there's very little COVID relief in that package. And then as soon as that package gets passed, they're going to say, oh, COVID's cured, okay? And because the cases are plummeting, okay? And we have the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine out there. One dose is going to be a lot easier to get out to the masses. And it's interesting, you know, I'm in California right now and North San Diego, and the signs on all the lawns that that everybody wants their kids to go back to school is real, okay? People are a little ticked off around here that things are still locked up. And it's going to get things are going to get back to normal here pretty quickly. And I realize that as humans, we don't always do things exactly as fast as maybe we did before, but things will get back to normal. And when I saw that January retail sales report, which is up 5.3%, I mean, if you just look at the details, you know, if you give money to people, they spend it, okay? And what's happened is M2, which is the money supply, is has exploded. This is what the Fed did, okay? And it might be the rich getting richer, you know, buying more real estate, buying more stocks, but there's just a lot of money sloshing around out there. So we're going to get better fast. The other thing that's going on is the manufacturing sector is just incredible. We had the February Purchasing Manager Index come out from ISM today. And so it's risen for 9 straight months. It's 60.08 right now. That's very high, up 2.1 points the month before. But just all the components are just incredible. New orders are at 64.8. Production's at 63.2. The backlog's at 64. I mean, just the details of what's happening in the manufacturing sector is unreal. And they survey 18 industries and 16 are up. So this is as good as it gets. Now, what's interesting about manufacturing is when it comes to autos and some other things, they've had to curtail production because of the chips, okay? So if you have a new Corvette coming, you got to wait longer because they ran out of chips. If you want a Ford F-150 pickup, they've had to curtail production at 2 plants in Michigan and Missouri. You want a Tesla, they had to curtail production too, okay? So there's a shortage of chips out there. So, and of course, we own all these chip stocks, you know. It's Taiwan Semiconductor, United Microelectronics, they're from Taiwan. There is a severe drought in Taiwan. There's water rationing, and that's apparently impacting the semiconductor shortage. So, but folks, things are going to get better. And also the spring is coming, okay? A lot of people have been, you know, popsicles this winter. It's been a little bit too cold for a lot of folks. So what's happening is we all cheer up in the spring. It's just natural, you know? Flowers come out, all that good stuff. So it's time to cheer up, be happy. Now, March is an interesting month. Even though, obviously, today's an incredible day and you can see good stocks bounce. The second half of March should be a lot better for us because that's quarter end window dressing. So what will happen is as we go, as a quarter winds down, the professional managers go in and buy our stocks because, you know, we have the great sales and earnings. Speaking of sales and earnings, believe it or not, the earnings that are going to come out in April and May are going to be stronger than they were in January and February. So on both sales and earnings, we're accelerating, okay? So May's going to be the peak, okay? This is where we're going to have the best year-over-year comparisons. Now, we're going to have good year-over-year comparisons all year because, you know, we're going to be comparing economic recovery to the COVID economy last year. So I'm very, very comfortable and confident this year's shaping up to be a great year. I know we got off to a strong start. We had to give some back last week, but now we're on a tear again, and good stocks do bounce. So my best advice for you is hang on, enjoy the ride, okay? I'm very, very excited. I thought I'd be losing breath and power here. I'm actually finding more stocks to buy. That's a good sign. The money flowing in the market is moving around. The traditional flagships, you know, that dominate the indices aren't as strong this year, okay, as they were last year. So the money is definitely still flowing to small cap, mid cap, international ADRs. Good example would be a lot of the container ship companies. There's a shortage of containers, okay, and most of those are smaller cap or international ADRs. So just interesting times, but it's just time to cheer up, be happy, and grow and prosper. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. There will always be bumps, okay, but most bumps will be buying opportunities. March is off to obviously a great start, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.